If you're looking for the best places to drink, dine, or dance in Tampa Bay, then Tampa Bay's Hottest Spots and Events is your place to go. Tampa Bay's Hottest Spots and Events features Tampa Bay's hottest establishments and services with exceptional reviews and reputation. To find the hottest spots for a night on the town or the most fun in the sun, then please follow TB Hottest Spots at MG Magazines on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. That's TB Hottest Spots at MG Magazines on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. MG Holistics Health and Beauty focuses on optimal cellular health. If you want to feel and see the difference circulation therapy and oxidative stress reduction can make, then please call or text 727-560-5328 to schedule an appointment now. MG Holistics is located in the Plaza Executive Suites building in downtown St. Pete by appointment only, so please private message or call for scheduling. Please also follow MG Holistics on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. MG Holistics focuses on optimal cellular health for overall health, well-being, anti-aging, longevity, discomfort, and mobility. Please call or private message now for scheduling or visit mgholistics.com for more information.
Sunburn Drink, a revolutionary sunburn formula. We approach the issue internally, which no other product on the market does. Made with skin-friendly vitamins and antioxidants that support your body's ability to heal faster. The results are fast-acting, instantly delivered micro-nourishment to help your body's most important function, healing itself from the inside out. No matter what brings you outside, we have you covered inside. Sunburn Drink.
If you're looking for the best places to drink, dine, or dance in Tampa Bay, then Tampa Bay's Hottest Spots and Events is your place to go. Tampa Bay's Hottest Spots and Events features Tampa Bay's hottest establishments and services with exceptional reviews and reputation. To find the hottest spots for a night on the town or the most fun in the sun, then please follow TB Hottest Spots at MG Magazines on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. That's TB Hottest Spots at MG Magazines on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. MG Holistics Health and Beauty focuses on optimal cellular health. If you want to feel and see the difference circulation therapy and oxidative stress reduction can make, then please call or text 727-560-5328 to schedule an appointment now. MG Holistics is located in the Plaza Executive Suites building in downtown St. Pete by appointment only, so please private message or call for scheduling. Please also follow MG Holistics on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. MG Holistics focuses on optimal cellular health for overall health, well-being, anti-aging, longevity, discomfort, and mobility. Please call or private message now for scheduling or visit mgholistics.com for more information.
Sunburn Drink, a revolutionary sunburn formula. We approach the issue internally, which no other product on the market does. Made with skin-friendly vitamins and antioxidants that support your body's ability to heal faster. The results are fast-acting, instantly delivered micro-nourishment to help your body's most important function, healing itself from the inside out. No matter what brings you outside, we have you covered inside. Sunburn Drink.
If you're looking for the best places to drink, dine, or dance in Tampa Bay, then Tampa Bay's Hottest Spots and Events is your place to go. Tampa Bay's Hottest Spots and Events features Tampa Bay's hottest establishments and services with exceptional reviews and reputation. To find the hottest spots for a night on the town or the most fun in the sun, then please follow TB Hottest Spots at MG Magazines on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube. That's TB Hottest Spots at MG Magazines on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and YouTube.
Running through the strange life, chasing all them green lights, throwing out the shade for a little bit of sunshine, hit me with them good vibes, pictures on my phone lights, yeah.
everything is so fine. Little bit of sunshine. Yeah. Dance some more, just a little bit. Breathe some more, just a little bit. Handle less, just a little bit. Like life just woo. Now make some more, just a little bit. Spin a little more, take a bit of it. Smile a little more, and I'm into it.
Good evening, Champa Bay. I am so excited. We are going to have another super awesome Shine MG Bright show. This is the Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection second Shine MG Bright show, sponsored by Sunburn Drink. So if you missed the inauguration show, please go to Shine MG Bright Show on Facebook and YouTube to watch the whole show, because our sponsors, Sunburn Drink, were absolutely amazing. So I hope you guys get a chance to check that out. But I am so excited because I have another exciting show planned for tonight, and it is going to bring you guys back to such a fun time, and I am referring to 1991 and 92, when we had two inaugurations, which was the Tampa Bay Storm and the Tampa Bay Lightning. And I have some exciting call-in guests for tonight. Two, actually, you're getting three of the original Tampa Bay Storm cheerleaders that are going to be giving you some behind-the-scenes information, as well as an official inaugural Tampa Bay Lightning girl, and two of us, which were actually participated in the inauguration ceremony with Alan Thick. So we got all kinds of fun information and memories and a lot of behind the scenes that you may not be aware of. So I can't wait to get that started. But before I do, I am going to let you know about Tampa Bay's hottest spots and events that are currently happening. So if you guys want to know where to go and you want to know all the specials and everything going on in Tampa Bay, please follow Tampa Bay's hottest spots at TB Hottest Spots on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and YouTube. And so before I begin, I want to mention we have from last week, I talked about a really cool little beach bar, Saltwater Hippie. So they are going to have, they have live music every night, but this weekend they have Taylor Jansen, who is going to be doing blues and southern rock, and that's for Friday. And we have on Saturday, Critical Downfall is making their Saltwater Hippie debut with all your favorite rock songs. So if you haven't checked them out, it would be a great time to do it. So the Saltwater Hippie is in Madeira Beach at 15042 Madeira Way, Madeira Beach. So you got to check that place out if you want to go to the real deal beach bar. And then there is going to be an awesome event coming up, and that is going to be in September, but it's going to be a big one, and that's going to be at Rock Park in Madeira Beach, and that is going to be a three-day music festival, and Saltwater Hippie and the Brass Captain is going to be a part of that. So it is going to be just a huge event. And then we also have an event that is coming up July 30th and 31st, so that one's right around the corner, and that one's going to be the Tampa Bay Jeep Fest, and that is a two-day event, which is July 30th and 31st. But on July 30th, Quaker Steak and Lube is going to have a show and shine. So if you want to register your Jeep or get your ticket, please go to TampaBayJeepFest.com. And another event that's going to be coming up soon is a grand opening. We have Cider Press Vegan Gastro Pub is going to be, they've moved to a new location, and wait till you guys see what they are doing, because it is awesome. They are going to be opening, expecting their grand opening in August, and they ended up, they added a full liquor. They are going to have live entertainment, indoor and outdoor bar, and their new location is on 31st and 3rd Avenue North in St. Pete. So it's going to be a great great time. And of course, my favorite fine dining places, Middle Grounds Grill in Treasure Island and Grazzi Italian Grill in downtown St. Pete, are always going to be cooking up some amazing. Both of them just have the best, highest quality steaks and seafood, and just the ambiance, they rock. They are the best. And my final announcement is for Janice Live. So tonight, or Friday night rather, they're going to have Bowling for Soup and Less Than Jake, and they've got all kinds of awesome shows. So check them out at JaniceLive.com. And now I am, of course, I can't forget about my sponsor, Sunburn Drink, because they are at ICAST in Orlando, and I cannot wait till they come back next week. I've seen some of their, oh my gosh, like I saw some of, they have somebody that was burnt, and I'm going to post it on Shine MG Bright Show, because there was a girl that just happened to be at the show, and holy cow, how impressive, like overnight, how her skin just got better after being absolutely fried. So I can't wait for you guys to see that, and I'm going to go ahead and have that posted on Shine MG Bright as soon as I'm done with this show. And next week they're going to come back, and so you can hear some more fun stuff from them, and I certainly hope they're going to sing their Caribbean song. But now that I'm done with all the exciting stuff in Tampa Bay, I am getting ready to bring on two of my former inaugural Tampa Bay Storm cheerleaders, Kimberly and Sharon. Hello, Kimberly and Sharon, are you on?
I'm here.
Oh, can you hear me? I'm here.
Okay, awesome. So just so everybody knows, they are both out of state. I cannot wait till you guys, next time you guys are in Tampa Bay, you're definitely going to be on air, because everybody, and if you guys haven't gone to the page yet, I have pictures of then and now of recent. We've had recent reunions, and I got to tell you, you guys both looked just as amazing as you did back in the Tampa Bay Storm days in 91. Actually, I think you both look even better. And in case you're wondering who's on the phone, and for those that are watching live, we have, this is Sharon. Okay, so say hi, Sharon.
Hi.
And here we have Kimberly. Kimberly is the Bolt girl. She was holding the Bolt in the Tampa Bay Storm cheerleader poster. And so I cannot wait to get it. We had so many. Since I mentioned Kimberly, I am going to have to bring up the one of the biggest iconic moments in the Tampa Bay Storm days, which I bet a lot of people on air, or those that remember the Storm, this was an event to remember. And you know what I'm referring to, right, Kimberly?
Yes, I do. I know it well. Everybody gets their 15 minutes of fame, and mine included falling on the turf. You know, like, I know when I got on that Geo Storm, I was very unhappy with the slickness of the polish on that hood, and I couldn't find anywhere to grab. I was trying, like, where can I hold on this thing? And there was nowhere to hold on. There was absolutely nothing I could, like, so I just sat up there with my pom-poms, and they picked up some speed, and that was fine. I was hanging on, going with the flow, until they turned. And so, you know what, I didn't have a way of holding on, so I didn't turn. I slid.
Yes. Well, what we're going to have to do is I'm going to have to get some of the videos and post it on the Shine MG Bright show page. But now that we kind of got your feedback, because I didn't want to tell the story until you got a chance to, but I do want to let all the listeners that may not remember, because we went back to 91, 92, but there's a lot of Tampa Bay Storm fans that remember the Tampa Bay Storm from when they moved to the Emily Arena. But for those that don't remember, or for those that weren't born then or lived in Tampa Bay then, I definitely need to kind of remind everybody what an exciting event. So the Tampa Bay Storm inaugural year was at, and I'm going to give everybody a little history lesson here. So when the Tampa Bay Storm initially came to Tampa Bay from Pittsburgh, they actually came, what was the Tropicana Stadium used to be called the Suncoast Dome. So when they were here, they originated at the Suncoast Dome, and then it became the Thunderdome. But when, and okay, for all the Bucks fans out there, we love you, Bucks. But back then, when the Tampa Bay Storm came here, the Bucks were not doing very well. So the Tampa Bay Storm ended up being world champions in 91 and 93. But the very first year they won the world championship. And the Arena Football League is nationwide. So it was such a huge celebration. But when they first came, there was so much excitement that we packed out. The stadium was absolutely packed. And what was that? 38,000, 40,000 people a night with music. And it was insane. And the excitement because they were doing so well. So years later, we did actually, we all went back and we were, they brought us out on the field as being the inaugural girls. But you guys have to admit, it really wasn't the same, was it? When we went back out there, when they moved to the Emily Arena, was it?
Yeah, not at all. It was very sad.
Yes.
Yeah. What did you think, Sharon? Like, and what was your impression?
It didn't have the same community feel and the fan feel that we had back in the Suncoast Dome.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking, too.
Well, it's funny that you mentioned the family. When you mentioned the family feel. So I'm actually, since we're speaking about the family feel, Bobby, what you want to, yeah. I'm going to let you guys see if this reminds you of anything. Does that ring any bells?
Part of the family.
I remember that routine.
So, for all the listeners out there, the thing with this song is we had a really cool dance for it because, oh my goodness, and I'm so bummed out because I had to do a last minute change with my guests, so I did not get all the guests on air, but this is definitely going to have a part two because, oh my gosh, we got so much information that it's going to need a part two. But for all the listeners out there, if they heard that song, as they had mentioned, they packed in the stadiums, and it was so much fun and excitement. But yes, it was a family, it was supposed to be a family-friendly event, but we had the coolest dance to this song, and our choreographer, Debbie Shakespeare, who is not here, but I'm praying that she makes it to the next one, is she had dances for every single song. We had, oh my gosh, like every halftime show, we had a new performance every single week. It was a lot. But we had a dance to this song that was so cool, but we had to scratch it because I'm sure everybody can guess that it did not stay family friendly. Apparently they did not plan that the entire stadium, or let's say the majority of the entire stadium of 38,000 to 40,000 people were yelling, get boom, you know what? I'm not going to say it because this is a family-friendly radio station, too. But, yeah, well, so.
The sing-along was not good.
The audience was very participatory in the game. They were just on fire.
Oh, yes. Like, the music, the energy was over the top. It was such a blast. Oh, my gosh. So, but...
You know what, Tampa Bay Storm? You know, I think of it as this, like, if heavy metal, rock and roll, and football had a baby, it would be the Tampa Bay Storm.
Yes! But, oh, my gosh. That is... Yes, absolutely. Can you say that again louder? That... Just so people understand, like, when they first came in, it was so new, and the energy with the music, but that is, like, the best description. Let's hear it again, Kimberly.
It was rock and roll, it was heavy metal, it was football, all combined, and it was exhilarating, it was fast-paced, the audience was, you know, holding on to every move. We were on the sidelines, and you got ran over one time, just about. It was like...
Yes! I got hit! Well, yeah, I didn't get hurt, but oh yeah, I think I broke a few fingernails, but... Yes, we literally were on the field, and so those players, they were big, and they were coming at us, and yes, we literally were on the literal sidelines. That was dangerous. It was exciting, but yeah, we had to dance, remember our routines, at the same time, keep a peripheral vision to make sure that we weren't going to get hit by a player.
Oh. Oh, and what about those uniforms? So, like, every, you know, like they change, you know, right? But, like, you know, football has this collegiate look to it. But Tampa Bay Storm, no. It was Zubas.
Yes, well, that was so, yes, oh my gosh. So that was the theme, the Zumba. That was, as, and I guess you could see good enough. So right here, and that, oh my goodness. So just for the listeners and for all those out there that may not know some of the behind the scenes, when we first, so the inaugural year, they gave us, they sent us these uniforms. And actually, we wore them for the first game that were so hideous. So they were the Zumba, but they were like biker shorts and, mm-hmm. and what was sports bra looking things, but the biker shorts in Zumba were hideous. Oh my gosh, we might as well have been wearing the football uniforms. It was so bad. So who wants to tell them about what we did?
I'll let Sharon do this one.
Well, I know Debbie asked if anyone could sew, and whoever could took the uniforms home, made skirts out of them, made little vests out of them. And then we got our unders to go along with it and unveiled our new uniforms by the second game.
Yes. Oh, my gosh. That was, yes. And we got the sequins. And oh, my gosh. See, look at that. We definitely, let's just say we sexed them up because the first uniforms were, oh, they were not appealing at all. Like, I'm sorry. I don't know how many girls can look good in that Zumba, but, oh, my goodness. What were they thinking when they sent them to us? So I'm so glad we got creative because that definitely was so much better. Absolutely. So
that was the great thing about Debbie. She just had vision for all of it.
Oh my gosh, she was amazing. And I am so bummed out because we could not get in touch with her in time because, like I mentioned, we had to do a last minute change in planning for this show because actually I was going to have my actor friend, Joseph Aviel, who is congratulations to him because he's on his way to Canada for another movie role. So hopefully sometime in August, he's going to come back. But, and so this show I already had planned, but I had to boost it up. So that's why I'm going to have to do a part two because I've got some special guests that I'm also going to want to bring on. But since I'm speaking of special guests, I want to go back to the event that Kimberly kind of opened up. And that is, so for all the listeners out there, for those that were not big Tampa Bay Storm fans back in 91, the event that Kimberly was referring to on the Geo Storm car was, so back then, and another, so Ron and Ron was huge back then. And I don't know if you could look, oh, actually the poster got cut off. Speaking of which though, I have some of the, hold on 1 second while I grab a poster. Hopefully you guys can still hear me from far away. All right, I'm going to be doing poster Tampa Bay Storm original cheerleader poster giveaways. But as you can see, 95YNF was one of our big sponsors, and Ron and Ron were just, they were very involved back then. And I did a number of, well, we all did a number of events, but a lot of my events, I always remember, I was always on the Ron and Ron show. And you know, I thought it would only be fair. I came on to the Ron and Ron show. Ron should have come on to my show. But I couldn't pull him out of retirement. So as much as I wanted to, Ron Diaz wouldn't come. But I'm hoping I can pull some strings soon here and get him on because it would only be fair. But so Ron Diaz and Ron Bennington were doing a giveaway. It was a Geostorm because Tampa Bay Storm, of course. So the big promo was they're giving away a free Geostorm a car during the halftime show. And of course, who's going to be on the Geostorm for the halftime show but cheerleaders? So we had two cheerleaders. One was Kimberly, you know, the one who's on the phone with the lightning bolt, and Laura, who's down here, which we haven't been able to get in touch with her, and we've been trying for years. So if anybody knows Laura, please have her contact us on Facebook because we definitely want to connect with her. Actually, any of the Tampa Bay Storm cheerleaders that we haven't connected with, please reach out to us. But so back to the incident. So Ron Diaz and Ron Bennington were driving the Geo Storm car at the stadium inside the Tropicana, but at the time, the Suncoast Dome, and Kimberly, and we're like, woo, or they were like with their pom-poms, and it was so cool. And like I said, think about this, 40,000 people are watching. Like everything we did, the spotlights, they would announce us. It was like, it was such a production, and it really was an adrenaline rush, wasn't it, guys?
It was.
Yeah, I would like to say how I ended up on that storm.
Okay. Yeah, we don't know that, but so now I got to do the grand finale. So they're there, the entire stadium, woo, they're watching and cheering them on for whoever wins the Geostorm with their pom-poms. And Ron take a quick turn. I don't know what they were thinking, though, because honestly, like, how are you supposed to stay on the car? And it's only funny because you did not get hurt. I got to tell you, how you land, like, you landed on your feet. You flew.
No, here's what happened. I ran. I slid off and then I ran it out. Okay. I took a dive on the turf and slid the rest of the way. Okay. Never did I drop my pom pom.
Yeah, see, look at that. You are a champion. Okay.
I jumped up with my pom poms. Okay. And I walked over. As I jumped up with my pom poms, the whole audience was quiet. And there, I remember there was like 25,000 people there that night. They had on those streets flashing, and all of a sudden they were quiet, and then there was this boo sound, like they were booing not me but Ronnie.
Because
I walked over to the car, and as Ron and Ron had stopped, and I told them, get out, because I'm getting in, I'm not getting back on this. and Ron, I don't know who was driving, but they would not, neither of them would get out and get me. Because I guess there's only like 2 seats in that thing. I don't know. So then Laura got off the car and she walked with me off the field. And then maybe that's when the booing started. I don't know what happened. But it was pretty bad. And then they had the nerve to call me Crazy Kim after that.
What?
And,
well, you know what?
Talk about it. No. And I'm like, no. I'm not crazy.
Because you were yelling at them?
I survived that. I survived.
Well, that is the typical Ron and Ron show, because I remember, so initially when the storm was going on and they were doing a show and they wanted a Tampa Bay Storm cheerleader, and they said, they wanted me to come on air, and I happened to be working. So I was doing the storm and working full time, and it was crazy. And I remember everybody warned me, no, you don't want to go on the Ron and Ron show. They're going to rip you apart. They are not nice. And I'm like, what are you talking about? So I remember I had to work. I was working in, actually, off the Courtney Campbell. I managed a restaurant bar out there, and I was right on the water. And so I had to work very late. I was the manager, and I showed up there only on a few hours sleep. I'm like, look, guys, be nice, because I haven't slept. I'm like, and they were very nice. So I have to admit, they were very nice. But yes, now that you're saying that, I think that was definitely part of their show, because, you know, they had to keep their character.
It was. That was a caricature,
oh my gosh.
Okay. I'm cool. It didn't change anything in my life. I didn't get hurt seriously or anything. So,
yeah, that's to me why it's funny. Like, if you would have gotten hurt, then of course we wouldn't be laughing about it or even talking about it. But you are such a good sport, man. I have to tell you. But the minute I mentioned it to another friend of mine, he was trying to pull some strings to get him on air. The first thing he said, I happened to mention back then, and he's like going, oh yeah, I remember the girl that fell off the car. Like, it was so for those that went to the Storm games, they definitely remember that incident. So at least we're here to say that you're good, you're healthy, and you didn't get, and you, I mean, I'll tell you what, girl, like, you should be a stunt girl. Like, that, you have another calling, like Tampa Bay Storm cheerleader, dancer, and stunt girl.
Stunt woman,
yeah. Stunt woman, yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Well, so, speak.
But I want to tell you this, because this is segue into, like, the behind the scenes of the practices. Didn't we practice, like, 3 times a week, Sharon? It was something like that. Yeah. It was, like, heavy, heavy practices, and they went on for hours, right?
Oh,
they did. They were usually 3 hours.
Well, yeah. I remember, because we, every halftime show, so we always had the theme. remember, there was always a new theme. We had the Hawaiian Luau night that we did a commercial for. And then there were like all the different themes. We had the karate night. Every time we always had a different theme and a different costume. And I don't even know how I did it because I was like, I was burning the candle on both ends. But I remember we would have like 8-hour day practices on Saturdays. Like we were learning the routines, doing it and getting out there, announcing with the spotlights. It was, I mean, it was nonstop. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. Well, we had every halftime, and then we had quarter break, too. But the reason I was on that car with Laura is because we both had missed practice. Because if you missed practice, you could not perform. That's how strict Debbie was. And I missed
practice. I don't know what I got, but I couldn't come.
So that was it. Debbie was really strict. You had to be at practice. And what was that thing you remembered about having to pay?
Yes, I remember. Okay. So I don't know if you remember this, Sharon. So in order to make sure, because Debbie was very strict, and I ended up moving back, even though like our practice was in Tampa, I ended up moving back to the beach, and so my drive was much further than a lot of people once I moved back. And if we were late, I'm talking 1 minute late, we always had to pay a fine. It was a $5 fine, and I think it went up. It matters how late we were, but usually I was pretty within that time frame, because I remember just paying $5 all the time. And then what it was is we paid the fine, and the money went in this pot, and then at the end of the year, it paid for our party. Well, needless to say, I pretty much paid for the party. Yes. Oh my goodness. That was funny. But so speaking of the Ron, then I'm gonna stop talking because I want you guys to talk about your, cause Sharon, I know Sharon did a lot of really cool events. But I remember one of the Ron shows where we are special guests, and they were nice though. They really were nice. So I don't wanna say when they kinda scared me thinking they were gonna rip me apart, but they were very nice and very respectful. But I do remember that one of the things that they sent a limo out for, and it was, and I was hoping to get Jay Gruden on too, but like I said, we're gonna do a part two. So one of our big time superstars was Jay Gruden, and I remember we ended up doing the Ron show together, or one of the events, and we were in the limo, and it was absolutely insanity. I have never been to one of their events before. We're talking thousands and thousands of people. It was crazy. I think one of them they had somebody parachute in, but it was such a blast. But we did a lot, like we did a lot of special events, like in addition to like you guys were saying, the ridiculous practices and the shows and the games and all this stuff. There's a lot of special guest appearances. And I know, Sharon, I'd love for you to talk about some of your special guest appearances that you got to do for the Storm.
We had some wonderful opportunities to be celebrities, basically, with a lot of very famous people or things. We did a commercial at the Don Cesar, which was really special. We did that for the Luau show that we had with the Tampa Bay Storm. And then Hulk Hogan called the Storm and asked for some of the cheerleaders to come and do an event with him. They had like the WWE fighters or F fighters, whatever they were, at USF. And he was hosting it. He wasn't part of it, but he was the host.
See, we need to get him on the show, too. That's only fair, right?
Yes. And then he had us go out to his house area out in Biltmore, out in Madeira area.
Oh, yes. That Mac Daddy.
Yes, it was awesome. And he just wanted us around. So the guest appearances were really fun. We got to do one in Clearwater for the U.S. Women's Volleyball team. They were out there demonstrating, and they wanted us there as well to kind of help and referee. The Good Morning Tampa Bay show.
Yes, I did that one. It was at the, speaking of the Don Cesar, so it was the Good Morning, I'm pretty sure it was the Good Morning Tampa Bay. It was such an awesome event. And we did a fashion show. It was a swimwear fashion show. I got to get my hand. We had so many awesome videos. Of course, they're VHS back then. hopefully, Brian, I'm gonna get my hands on some videos that I'm going to post on Shine MG Bright show page. And also, too, I want to bring in anybody who has any memories and pictures. And I want to open the door for anybody to post any awesome pictures that you might have from back then. share any memories. So please go to Shine MG Bright Show page, because I want to keep this. I want to keep this segment going of Remember Tampa Bay When, because we really had some. I mean, it was such a great time then. And for those that really didn't get to experience it and live it, we got to share it, because it was definitely a time to be had for sure. Now, there was another one that I remember you mentioning that you got to do. I mean, I'm bummed out I was working so much and burning the candle on both ends, because you got to do some pretty cool special events. Now, how about the one with Gloria Estefan?
Yes. Well, Gloria Estefan came and performed at the Super Bowl when it was in Tampa at that time, 91, I guess it was, and asked if we could come and help do a little routine with kids, little kids. And Debbie had a studio at the time also, so it fit really well. And we wore little Congo uniforms that Debbie had created and did a little show with the kids. And this wasn't at halftime for Super Bowl. It was before the game, out front, as people were coming in. But it was just wonderful to get to experience all of that great stuff.
Oh, my gosh. Yes. Holy cow. So do you have a video? Is there a video of that anywhere?
I don't, but we might ask Brian.
Oh, my gosh, yes. See, I wish we would have had Brian on air to say what it was like following us around with those cameras. We had our own personal videographer at all times, and it got to be a little too much, because, you know, I think he kind of showed up in the dressing room when we didn't want him to.
Yes.
I know there were videos of us chasing them out. They tried. I mean, I guess, hey, they tried. But, yeah, we had to chase them out. Oh, my goodness.
It was, like, awesome. It was, like, a huge room. I remember couches, and then another whole section with lockers. But then another whole section was, like, the bathroom sinks lined up, like, many, many sinks with lights for mirror lights and... You know, it looked like a Hollywood, you know, get ready. And you, yeah. You were always in the sink.
Yes. Okay. Kimberly. Okay. Yes. She's. So for those that are wondering what she means by I was always in the sink, I don't know what it was. I don't know how it began. I think it was back when I was younger, where we used to have these three mirrors in my house. So I started getting ready in the sink. So literally my feet would be in the sink and my butt would be on it, and I would sit in the sink and get ready. Because why? I mean, that's like, who needs a makeup mirror when you can sit in the sink and be right there by the mirror?
Yeah, it sounds logical.
Oh, my goodness. Well, actually, what is so oh, my goodness, that was, we had a blast. And yes, Kimberly, so they took care of us at the Suncoast Dome. They literally, yeah, we had the Mac Daddy dressing rooms. And you are right. Like, we had a full sitting area, the whole nine yards. It was absolutely incredible. And oh my God, you know what? We're definitely going to have to do a part two, because I can't even believe, like, we're already getting close to running out of time. And I definitely want to touch on the Tampa Bay Lightning quickly, but I'm not even going to get there yet, because I want to hear. So is there anything that you guys didn't get to mention? I want to hear some more from both Kimberly and Sharon to share some of the good stuff that you guys remember.
Kimberly?
I think, well, one thing that sticks out in my mind, is the time I busted through the fence in the back of the Thunderdome.
Okay, yes. We were there so late. We signed autographs after the game.
Exactly, but usually they had the gate open. And I would always go out the back, because our dressing rooms were, like, conveniently there. And I had this white Mustang and, you know, pom-poms in the back. And I'm just speeding through the parking lot. It's usually open. But the gate's locked. I see the gate come into my light, you know, vision. My headlight. No, stop it. And I didn't know that you could actually open them with your car. I thought it could stop my car, but it didn't stop my car. I busted through the gate. It just flung open, and I went through like Dukes of Hazzard. And then I was the guy in the restaurant.
Girl, I miss you so much. We had so much fun. Like, if people, you know what? If we would have had, you know what? If they had reality shows back then, we would have been an absolute hit. There's no question, because, oh my goodness. But us behind the scenes, that's what, like, I just, and you know what? Like, so many people are like, oh, the cheerleaders always get this, like, really bad rap. Like, so, you know what I mean? People hear cheerleader, like, there's, like, always that mean girl, like, theme that's on all these stupid movies. But you guys were like, I've never dealt with such a group of fun, crazy, loving, amazing girls. Like, we were like, it was like family. Like, we took care of each other. There was none of that cattiness that most people like associate with cheerleaders. Like, we were off the wall, though, I have to admit. Like, and I really wish we could have got Brooke on, because that girl was an absolute just, she was a comedian.
I know.
I loved her.
She had the cutest short hair, right? And all of us had long hair. And, like, we're like, taking pictures one day in Debbie's studio, maybe the poster day, I don't know. And for some reason, somebody had a wig or something. Not that they were wearing it in the picture, but maybe Debbie had a wig in the studio or something. And she put this on, and she was, like, flipping her hair around and flipping it, like, everywhere with this wig. She says, now I know what it feels like to have long hair. It's so much.
No, I remember a video where she's going, and she was such a trip, and she's going, she was talking about Debbie always saying, because, you know, we always had to do the hair flipping, and every time, and she'd go, yeah, every time Debbie would go, yeah, do the hair flip, and she's there with her finger up, she's shooting a bird, like, yeah, right, Debbie, I can't flip my hair. Yeah, she was, oh my gosh, what a character she was.
Yes, she was. I mean, I would love to connect with her again, so I hope that...
Oh, yes. I tried. Like I said, we're going to have a part two, because I could not get everybody on air that, especially with a short notice. But you know what? It's kind of a good thing, because we're already running out of time, and there's no way we would have been able to get to everybody. So everything happens for a reason, and this was, like, so much fun, and I'm so glad we got to begin my segment on Remember Tampa Bay Win, because there's going to be so many other funny moments and awesome calling guests that are going to come on. And speaking of one of the guests that hopefully is going to get to come on, since we're talking about the Tampa Bay Storm in 91 and 92, and so they were absolutely, so actually the excitement too with the Tampa Bay Storm was, is they won the absolute most world champions of any arena football team. So they, even though in 2017, I think it was, they ended up closing, they went out champions, because we were number one. Of course, it is Tampa Bay for a reason. I mean, we live in Tampa Bay, so we're always going to have the champions. But I do want to give a shout out to the owner of the Tampa Bay Storm back then, which was Bob Green, and kind of give you, because he couldn't come on, he was already booked up for tonight and couldn't come on air, but just in case people were wondering, I was going to give you some behind the scenes information of what he's got going on. So he's in investment, he's got a large investment business, and of course, because come on, and he also has the largest youth volleyball club in country, OTVA, and he get this one, and you know what, I don't know why we didn't get called to be on it, so we're going to have to talk to him about this, but he is producing a Broadway show called Hits, so we're going to, and it's a musical, so we are going to have to check it out at hitstour.com, but I think we need to have a talk with him, because we've got to get on this show, because you know what, it is always a blast to get back out on the field. And speaking of that, we got back out on the field, didn't we, Kimberly, for the 25th anniversary?
Yeah.
So Kimberly and I, and gosh, Sharon, I wish you could have flown down. I know you had a lot going on. But so the Emily Arena had their big 25-year anniversary. I think it was about 5 years ago, right? Wasn't it 5 years ago, a little longer?
It was 20. You're talking about the anniversary was 25, and then you caught out. I couldn't hear you.
Oh, okay. Oh, the anniversary was 25. It was for this Tampa Bay Storm's 25th anniversary, but it's approximately 5 years ago. We got to get out on the field, and we got to dance with all the alumni girls. So, of course, we were the oldest because here we were, you know, the inaugural 1991 cheerleaders, and they had it. They did a write-up on us, too, because apparently that was pretty cool that we got out there and did the dance. And I ended up doing it on the two metatarsal fractures, which I didn't even know. I fractured my foot that morning. But I do have to point out, because I've been doing, I'm not going to have time to do my MG Holistics health segment. However, I do want to point out the fact that I've been talking a lot about oxidative stress. And you are the one, so Kimberly is the one who hooked me up to the Protandem NRF2 Synergizer that decreases oxidative stress 40% in 30 days. It's the glutathione that's they have a study on that's increased 300% for the glutathione. But Protandem, 40% reduces oxidative stress. And Kimberly, you had already gotten me taking that before we did the halftime show 5 years ago. So I think that that has something to do with us still jumping around. What do you think?
It's anti-aging. If it slows down aging 40% as an average, I'm just kind of thinking maybe I'm above average and it's slowing it down more, but who knows?
Girl, you know what? I'm going to post your skateboarding picture, too, on Shine MG Bright. So people see, you know what? Just because we're cheerleaders in 91, 92, and we're getting up there doesn't mean that we have to live like we are. Because, I don't know, I feel like I'm 20 years old still. I may not look like it, but, hey, I sure feel like it. I don't know. I feel like I'm 10 sometimes. Maybe even a toddler, but hey, we don't have to. Well, oops, I guess I'm saying that out loud, aren't I?
I was 53 on that field dancing with the other girls, and I don't. Yeah.
Yeah, and I must. Yeah. I was 49. I think, or wait, no, I was 49. I didn't hit the big 5-0. Girl, you look amazing. You guys both look absolutely amazing. But before we run out of time, too, I want to touch on another thing that was the Tampa Bay Lightning inauguration. And that was with Alan Thicke. And my heart and prayers goes out to Robin Thicke. His dad was such a doll. And so Kimberly and I were involved with that. And it was when the Tampa Bay Lightning had their inauguration game. But it actually was then Alan Thicke came down and it was a huge opening ceremony. It was such a big production. And it was actually at the Expo Hall. And what was so cool about that event is, so Alan Thicke was, and we had to do our practice run. And so they had a few of the Tampa Bay Storm girls, which Kimberly was a Tampa Bay Lightning girl too. And we're going to have you come on and talk about that because I know we're not going to have enough time. But Kimberly was there when we walked out on the ice with Alan Thicke. And one of the funniest moments with that was, I happened to be the one that walked out with Alan Thicke, and we walked out on the ice, and it was a red carpet on the ice. And here we are in our long gowns and high heels and all just done up. And Alan was, I remember, he seemed nervous because I remember when we were doing our practice run, he was like flipping through he had all these like little cards he was flipping through. And I thought it was like surprising because, you know, he was such a, you know, the growing pains, big time actor, but apparently I guess it was live, so that made a big difference for him. And I remember at one point I looked at him, so when we were doing our practice runs, every single time we took a step on that red carpet that was directly on the ice, it moved, it shifted, and here I am in stinking high heels, and like, oh my gosh, I'm gonna fall. And it was so scary. And I remember Alan was such a doll, and I remember looking at him and I go, I know you're Alan Thicke and all, but if I go down, you're coming with me. And he laughed so hard, and he goes, oh no, he goes, if I go down, you're coming with me. And it was like the big joke. So you could see us, like, I remember there's a video which I have to get my hands on. They got the entire stadium completely pitch black, and there's a picture I found, but it's all like you can't even see me because it's like pitch black. And they had this big huge spotlight on us. Now could you imagine imagine falling. That would have been a Kimberly on the car moment for sure. That would have been, that would have definitely been a Kimberly on the car moment if that happened. But we were walking out and they had the Growing Pains theme song on and the spotlight on us. And I'm like thinking, oh my gosh, but thank God neither of us fell, because if one of us fell, we both were going to go down because we were not going to leave each other falling by ourselves. But you could see on the one video, Alan Thicke was so funny because he's going, whoa, like he's making, like you could see, because we would take a step and it would shift. That carpet would move and we were like trying so hard to stay there without falling. So it was such a trip. And then at the end, like Alan kissed my hand and he's just, oh, God rest his soul. But I really, I have so much respect for him. And it was an awesome memory. We have so many awesome memories, but I don't want to finish. I want Kimberly to talk about what it was like being a Tampa Bay Lightning girl.
Well, I you know, Storm was really intense and it was lots of practices, routines. So it was crazy. And, you know, you were always in the limelight. You were always down there on the field, always in view. And always, you know, on your game. Well, with the Tampa Bay Lightning, it was so much more relaxed because we did have like a little space down there to do dances, and we did some, but we mainly walked around and just kind of appeared in the aisles, like on the steps. So we would just kind of go down the steps, and one girl would be in front of me on the step, I'd be in the step, and another girl would be in back of me, and it would go on up. And Debbie would just lead us, and we never knew where we were going to pop out. So the fans loved it because we were right next to them dancing. We had, you know, our standard dances that we had memorized, and we would learn more. And Debbie would just call it out, and we would do that dance to that music, whatever music came on. It wasn't planned; it was just impromptu, and it was so fun. And then we would disappear behind the scenes, walk around the back of the stadium where the concessions were, and just it was just really relaxing. It was a whole different atmosphere.
Oh my gosh. Yes. So I remember seeing some clips, and you know what's kind of funny about that is, so Sharon moved out of state. So that's why you missed the Tampa Bay Lightning, because I think you moved right before that, before we got to do the inauguration game for the Lightning. And I ended up right after the inauguration, I ended up moving to Orlando, and then I moved to Fort Lauderdale, then I moved to Europe for 2 years. So I'm thinking it would have been one, two, like maybe 4 years later, I'm in Europe, and I'm living in Barcelona, Spain at the time. And I remember the only channel, of course, that was, you know, I was very limited to what I could watch that was in English. And so I'm watching CNN and the Tampa Bay Bucks. Now, mind you, they were like the lowest ranking football team. That's why the Storm was so like packed with people. And I remember being in Barcelona and seeing the Tampa Bay Bucks on the Super in the Super Bowl, and I'm like, holy cow, how long have I been gone? It was so cool. So I gotta give the Buccaneers a shout out. So I don't know how they did it, but and that's when I think the Tampa Bay Storm got, then, you know, they kind of, that's where maybe it started losing the interest again. But holy cow, that was a funny moment. But I gotta thank you guys so much for coming on air. And is there anything really quick? We're down to like 2 minutes.
I had the best time.
Yeah, I had the best time too. And what you said about the girls being all friends and...
I can't even begin to tell you, you're angels to me. It was a grace of God that we all connected, because think about it, 20, 30, how many years now is it? I haven't even counted it up. That many years later, and you guys are always going to be in my life, and I can't tell you how much you mean to me and how much I appreciate you coming on air. And I can't wait for you guys to come back to Tampa so I can officially get you on air rather than the poster. But so thank you so much. It was such a pleasure, and I can't wait for part two to bring you guys back, and hopefully we'll get some other special guests on air too.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you, guys. And thank you for all the listeners, and I hope you enjoyed the show. And once again, please follow Shine MG Bright Show on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok. Wishing everybody all the best, and God bless. Sunshine.
AM Clearwater.
FM 106.1.
WDCF Dade City.
FM 102.3.
WZHR Zephyr Hills.
FM 104.3.
Listen.